No one is happy in their intimacy for long, just so you know that. I mean, no one. Nobody. There are people, let me put it this way, everyone has some grace period. Sometimes that's several years or so. Sometimes it's several months. So everyone has periods of intense communion and just luscious perfection. And then the rest of their lives, they suffer not having that. So most people have that for some time. And it's pretty easy to have that in a new relationship in specific. Most people in the first part of a relationship, it's usually, everything I say is a generalization, it's not always true, but usually it's good. And then over time, 14 years is a fair amount of time, all kinds of things can come into that lusciousness and make it a bit gritty. So that's normal. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a relationship that's difficult or uncomfortable or strange things happening. If those things weren't happening, in general, you're avoiding them. The feeling of most good long-term relationships is just like the rest of life, where there's periods of intense sorrow and loneliness and grief, followed by, if you're lucky, understanding something about you and your partner, and then kind of going into a new place and reaching a new plateau, and you go, wow, we got through that. But, you know, in the back of your mind, there's a part of you that's going, oh, no, you know, this is good for now, but how about if we go back to that? So there's troughs and peaks in a relationship that are just completely normal. In a long-term relationship, those troughs and peaks could last years, especially with children. There's, you know, having children shifts everything. Children growing up shifts everything. Children leaving the house shifts everything. Changing jobs shifts everything. Deaths in the family shifts everything. So all kinds of things. So I just wanted to say that out loud, basically, that if someone said, I've been together 14 years, we've never had a bad moment, you're much more honest, I would say. So that's one thing. Also, when I work with people, I make a distinction between, I use the word spiritual practice, skill sets, and therapy. Those are three different modalities. So from a spiritual practice perspective, nothing makes you happy outside of you. So anytime you, any of us, and we all make this error in moments of lack of awareness, any moment that we feel that if something changes, my job, my relationship, my health, if something changes, then I'm going to be fundamentally happy. That's a complete illusion that drives most of humankind to do horrible things, and horrible things to the planet and each other and children and animals. And because we're any moment we're not rested in our deepest heart, we feel like something's missing. And the way I frame it, and again, I'm going to give a lot of caveats at first, then I'm going to relax the caveats because you'll realize I don't believe anything I'm saying, so I don't have to keep saying that. But the masculine style of being, which both men and women and animals can do, the masculine style of being is the identification with the witness consciousness, with pure consciousness. And so what that means in real life is that pure consciousness feels free. There are no boundaries. So masculine people feel things are fucked up when they feel trapped by life, trapped by a relationship, trapped by children, trapped by a job they don't like. Now, women and men can feel that equally. I'm not saying men feel that more than women, but the masculine part of all of us, it's a struggle for freedom, and we tend to frame our unhappiness in a lack of freedom. Like, if I had a whole bunch of money, things would be great, because then I'd be freer. Or if I had a woman, for a lot of men, it's kind of like, if I had a woman who fucked me this way a lot, that'd be great, because then I'd be sexually free. No amount of rearrangement will fulfill that sense of being trapped, will relieve that sense of being trapped. Nothing will. I mean, you could drink a few beers and feel relaxed for some moments, or jerk off and feel relaxed for a while, or watch TV. I mean, there's things that relieve that sense of stress temporarily, but the only intelligent response to that is, in the present moment, when I'm feeling trapped by life, is doing whatever spiritual practice for me, for you, in our present moment, helps us recognize what is, which is love, consciousness, and there's nothing between us and that. So we're instantly free.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.